So Matt, suppose you, what are your thoughts on the draw today?
It's a difficult one for me. I feel that the game against Kidderminster and the game against Salford we performed better. But we've got a point, we've came back from a goal down, maybe against the runner played a goal. But I'm disappointed, I don't think we had the same quality, the same energy levels, and the same composure in the final third in that game to maybe get more out of it. Yes, we've showed a lot of character coming back from 1-0 down, but they're games that I want to win. We're at home against Curzon Ashton. Yeah, they are a bogey team and we didn't do well against them last season, but it is a point, so I'll take the positive from that, but it's I'm a little bit frustrated that we didn't get all three.
Do you think, like you mentioned, that they were a bit of a bogey team for you? Is that subconsciously in the back of the players' minds a little bit, do you think? Or
no, no, not at all. I mean, we don't even mention that. We just mention how good we are, how well we've played in the last two games. And that doesn't enter the minds. It's about how we do our job. Like I say, it was a little bit frustrating because I don't think we were at the levels that we were against Kidderminster and against Salford.
Personally, I think you dominated quite a lot of the play in the game. So obviously you say you're disappointed. What do you think, it was lacking something in the final third?
Well, we had a session on Thursday about when the ball drops in the final third, can we drive at players? Can we be creative? I'm not going to have a go at players for losing the ball in the final third, but can we be a little bit more exciting, a little bit more composed? We seem to be a little bit impatient, it's a bit like a hot potato when we get into the final third, but when you look at it, defensively, if you're playing against, if attackers running at you, they're going to be more nervous than the opposing player. So I said, take the ball to them. If you lose it, you lose it. If you don't, but more often than not, you're going to draw out a play, you're going to create space, or if a player comes out, you're going to leave another man free. And we seem to be too impatient to get rid of the ball, or to cross the ball, or to shoot, or we're not inventive enough in the final third for me, and we need to be more composed and more confident in that final third, and if we do that, we will cause teams a lot more problems, because that's the only criticism I've had of the last three games, that we in the final third we haven't been composed or clinical or exciting enough.
And so obviously for today's game you made a number of changes. You put Josh Wilson more into the midfield. Was that just to see how we went in that position as well? Or
no, Dale's had a bit of a thigh problem, so Jake came in. We played the same system, and it was just playing different players. Three games in 7 days is hard for anybody, so we gave Marcus a little bit of a rest. Jason Walker, who's was our top scorer in pre-season, it was good to get him minutes. Terry, who's been great in the previous two games, kept his place, and the changes were just because of circumstances with the games that have gone before us. But everybody's done well there, and I like to give minutes to players. Obviously, in the first game, we didn't give anybody extra minutes because we were winning 1-0 and it was working. So. But in this game, I thought players needed a rest, and that was all it was.
And now looking forward, it's Harrogate on Tuesday night. Difficult place to go, isn't it?
Yeah, full-time side. Yeah. Playing on their 4G. Strong side. They're spending the money. Like I say, full-time. So the league is getting stronger and stronger year by year. And with teams being full-time, it's very difficult to compete, but we'll go there. We'll go there with confidence, and we'll go there with a game plan, and we'll be fully prepped, and hopefully we'll get something out of the game.
Excellent. Thanks, Matt.
Cheers.